Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. 0910 open lines here on AWOD Radio. You could also tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And we have an open door policy for all of our friends here at Odyssey Richmond. And Brian, the traffic reporter, has busted through the doors once again. Hello, Brian.
Hello, AWOD. How are you?
I'm good. How are the roads looking?
My car is in the shop, so I have no idea how the roads are looking today.
Oh, no. What are you getting done on your car?
That would be an inspection.
Okay. I need to get an inspection, too.
You do?
I do.
You need to support the Commonwealth of Virginia with your, what is it, $35 they charge?
I'll tell you, that was the biggest relief when I moved from Arlington to Richmond was that you only do need to do one inspection in Richmond.
Oh, right.
In Arlington,
correct.
You got to do both of them, and it's just a hassle.
Like an emissions check or something?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. If I got emissions issues, my car will just blow up.
A car hasn't blown smoke out the tailpipe in 30 years.
I know.
Why do they, you know what it is? It's a money grab.
Yeah. So where's your car getting done at?
Over at the great folks at Arch Road Exxon. They do
okay.
A good job over there. So
nice.
And I just found out this morning that the new owner is taking over, so he did a good job on it.
I got to tell you, I feel like I'm losing my man card for this, but the biggest fear in my life when I drive my car is that I run over a screw or a nail and pop my tire, because I could not replace it.
Oh.
And I think Stubb,
talking about you
got on me for this
a
couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
You believe you can 100% do it without any help.
Because I have.
I actually might.
I'm impressed.
I might run over a nail and just put Stubb to work because I don't believe it. I feel like he needs daddy's help.
Thing in the world.
I think he needs daddy's help.
You know, I blew a tire out on I-95.
So
one. You'll never believe this. I blew a tire on 95.
Yeah.
January 1st, 2000, at about 2 in the morning. I was coming back from a radio gig. And
it wasn't 1999 anymore.
I was literally the first thing I did in this century. And this was in North Carolina, the state police were about 20 seconds behind me and helped me change it.
Oh, nice.
And so tops to them.
Yeah, I couldn't be able to do it. I really couldn't.
Do you know how to use a car jack?
I think I could. No. Like, I'm being honest with
you.
I'd be honest with you, that's a foreign language.
What, you think he's working for Jeff Gordon?
It really is.
Do you know how to unscrew things?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you got it, Ben. Yeah.
No.
It's just
I don't want to put it on wrong and then, halfway through
you
the highway.
You can't put it on wrong.
I'm riding on three wheels. Biff, do you know how to change a tire? All right,
wow.
He's shaking his head yes. I don't believe him either.
Oh,
like,
God.
Do we have volunteers in this building that would...
Adam,
I will pay for new tires. I just don't believe these two fools over here know how to do it.
You are over-conflating what changing a tire is.
I don't think they know how to do it.
No,
I got to see it with my own two eyes.
My dad would have me rotate all of my tires
in my
car.
Your dad had you rotate them?
Yeah, I've rotated my tires multiple times.
Really?
Yes.
With his help, though.
He taught me, and now I can do it.
See, I'm telling you, Stubby needs dad's help. He needs
I can almost guarantee
help.
You Lily and Binky could show us how to do it.
Everyone is
then, my man card's ripped up.
I guarantee you everyone here can change a tire.
Really?
Yes, it's so easy.
Can a listener come in and teach me how to do it?
I'm not gonna.
Biff, yeah, Biff wants to.
I spend way too much money to AAA to get it.
So, like, how confident are you in your ability to change?
I have no confidence at all. Yeah. In my ability.
What do we?
Just
like, you just do it.
No, it's, you don't just do it.
You just do it.
No, you don't.
I've seen too many cartoons where the car falls.
Do you know
on
how to do an oil change also?
It's been a sec.
Okay.
I could realistically.
Yeah, I thought
you
he was going to say, yeah, you just do it. I mean, this guy's Nike over here with changing cars. It's unbelievable. All right. Maybe we need to get a ratings bonus, but next time I got some extra cash, some cashish, I'm going to buy a tire, run over a nail, and
do
just
you
have
not have a spare tire?
We don't
change your tire without busting a tire.
No, but it's one of those nubby tires. You know, it's like it's skinnier than my
normal
tires.
Biff is showing me a time lapse of him
of him doing
his
it?
Own tire.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness. And he's wearing like a sleeveless shirt, trying to show off his muscles over there. And he is a Biff. He is a Biff. He looks like a Back to the Future
character. I can't believe this. You're admitting this on air again.
I know. It's embarrassing.
You know, the reality is it's actually not that difficult if, and I'm not very strong, and I certainly don't have any strength in my hands in them. I've gotten old. If you can get the lug nuts loose, that's the key thing for me. That's the hardest part.
I don't know what a lug nut is. this is getting bad. If you're still listening to the show, look, I'm a jock, all right? I played 3 sports in high school. Basketball, soccer, tennis, all right? I've smashed every chick in Richmond. I'm the man, all right? I just don't know how to change a tire.
Like I said, I think Liz and Binky and Lily can come down here and show us all how to change these tires.
Yeah, look, there's plenty of other manly things that I can do, all right? I'm a master on the grill. I guarantee you I could cook a better burger than everybody
I'm not calling you out for not being manly. I just think it would be a good thing for everyone should know how to change
tires. Believe me. Every time I run over something I feel something in my car, my heart skips a beat, and I get butterflies in my stomach.
I promise you, you could open YouTube on your phone and teach yourself how to do it.
You could.
I'm kind of scared to. I don't want to mess it up. But
it's so hard to mess up.
Really?
Unscrew it and you screw it back in.
I did spend a little bit of that. Can I have a car with very high mileage?
Yeah.
I did spend a little bit of extra money to take a trip last weekend and rented a car. So I wouldn't have to worry about anything busting down.
Yeah. All right. So Brian's on my side here. It's something that I need to learn, but I just don't trust myself.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, yeah, it's tricky. Like I said, you've seen the cartoons where they drop the thing like a car in your foot.
I know, right? I know. You think I'm going to lose a pinky toe because of this? No. I'll hire Stubbs to do it. Come on. All right, so anytime you stop by, I'd like to ask you about how the roads are looking, and did you eat lunch yet today? Because I'm getting hungry.
You know, I don't have the car, so I actually had deliver in. I never do that. It was Domino's Pizza brought it up.
You had Domino's delivered to this station?
I did.
And Biff didn't get me? He's the biggest Domino's fan in the building.
I inhaled that pizza, and I never do that either. Sorry, Biff.
Yeah.
Maybe he can order us one. And
yeah, I know. Well, we need to send him out.
I've
had him do
food here before.
Good intern duties, like show outline. We got him on the board. He's creating promos. He's a star on TikTok. But he hasn't done the simple intern things. Get me a cup of coffee. Go get me a McDonald's snack wrap. You know what I mean? Hey, go replace my tire. Right? Like, that's the intern things that are going to be life lessons.
You trust, you drink the coffee the interns make you? That's probably a mistake.
You're the one that needs the tire change.
I'm not drinking any of his creamy coffee. Trust me. Staying away from that. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Did you have any dude food news you wanted to bring up?
I don't think I shared. I had the Taco Bell snack wraps.
Oh, really?
I did. I tried both because there's one with like avocado ranch and one with spicy ranch.
Yes. And is this breaded chicken or grilled chicken?
Breaded.
Okay.
And it's solid.
Really?
It's solid. And you can get it in like a box, like with like the deluxe box that Taco Bell has. You can also get like a Taco Bell and nachos with it. I'd get it again.
It's crazy how basic we are in America, where like we had the chicken sandwich wars. Now we're just putting them on a tortilla. It's the snack wrap wars. McDonald's has one they brought back today. Taco Bell, Burger King's probably going to have one. Yep. You know, Popeyes is working on
it. They got a really solid sauce, and they don't skimp out on it. That's nice. The big thing, because I don't want it to be dry.
I wanted to bring up this story because we forgot to get to it a few weeks ago. Stubb used the power of radio to get himself free Chipotle. Free Chipotle. Let us in on this story.
So I go to the, I won't call them out, but I go to a Chipotle and I order my bowl. I place it online. I go. I do an online order while I'm here.
That's
and then I go
so
pick it up.
Gen Z. Chipotle it takes is. Less yeah. than 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm getting
I'm
rewards.
Not pre-ordering.
I'm getting rewards points, I get free yeah. chips. I get free chips every now and then.
Okay.
So I'm using
okay.
the app.
Okay.
And I get it, and I take it home, and I open it up. It's maybe a third full.
Oof.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I immediately take a picture. I tag A1, and I go, this is the worst Chipotle bowl I've ever seen. I don't tag Chipotle.
That's
because I'm not fishing. And in within minutes, Chipotle is under my tweet saying, let us make this right for you. Send us a DM.
See?
And so you sent them a DM.
Send them a DM, and they're like, what's your email that's associated with the app? And they're like, all right, check your app in a couple hours. You'll have a free entree.
Really?
And I used it.
And a free entree is just like a burrito?
Anything, yeah.
Okay.
I got another bowl.
Really?
And it was a little bit more filled. it was not that much better.
He made the picture that he sent him look like he had really
honestly,
eaten part of it.
He's yeah, onto really something here. We've got a Chipotle con on our hands. We all order Chipotle. You eat at half your bowl. At that point, you take a photo, and you send it out, and you don't tag them at all. Just did you write Chipotle?
I typed out Chipotle. I said at AWOD Radio, this is the worst Chipotle bowl I've ever seen.
Oh, you know what? It might have been. Chipotle follows me.
They saw radio. They got worried.
Yeah, they've got social.
Like that fat radio host in Richmond used to come here twice a week. What's going on?
Yeah, all these companies have social media minions sitting in India making sure their stuff is correct.
It's 100% robots.
Yeah.
I think a robot replied, and then a robot sent me a DM.
Yeah.
I don't think there was
and
any
it might have been a robot
it.
That made your
hey,
bowl.
Look, I appreciate it, though. That was a free bowl.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got your free food. Biff, I'm getting hungry. Let me know if you got any ideas of where we can send
I can't
you.
Believe you don't send him every day to get something.
I know. I'm trying to be nice.
You are.
I should be like the junkies.
This show.
You don't understand how many trips to Subway, McDonald's, and to the Bethesda Bagels I had to make. Mm. It was every day.
Bethesda Bagels.
I know.
That's a long trip.
No, they opened one right in Navy Yard.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Navy Yard version. Okay. Yeah, that's a long way from a lot.
He wants to go now. He wants to go.
Your
show
right
is
now,
on during the show is on during the lunch hour.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's brutal. This schedule's ruined me over the last 2 years eating wise.
It's not good. It's why we have to do a dude food segment. Because eventually our stomach starts to speak. Mm-hmm. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm looking forward to Vegas Summer League action. Cooper Flagg, Bronny James, and our Washington Wizards. Again, I've said, if you're a Wizards fan, this is the fun part. The regular season is not going to be that much fun. But this squad we have for Summer League feels like it's the real deal. And maybe the backcourt of the future with Bub Carrington and Trey Johnson. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy from NBA TV. Talk all things NBA Summer League and NBA offseason moves. It's Chris Miles. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, enjoy it now because there's going to be a lot of losses next season for those Wizards.
Absolutely, but why don't you speak on, you know, this Summer League roster and how important it is to get Bub, Alex Sarr, and Keyshawn George, the second-year guys, back for another Summer League?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I don't see a difference between the regular season roster and the Summer League roster, right? I look at all those guys and I'm like, well, they're going to be on the floor. I don't know how much of Sarr we're going to see. I think he should, him and Buff, they should play that first game. If they ball out, go ahead and shut it down. Like, they got enough minutes as rookies. You know, we always say the second-year guys should come out and prove that they no longer need to be at Summer League. That's what I'm looking to see from those two guys. From Trey Johnson, like I've told you before, had his high school games, was actually talking to one of his old coaches here out in Vegas. And it's like, I imagine he's going to put on a show. Like, you know, there's some players who are like, how are they going to get their shots off? What are they going to do? How are they going to figure it out? Never worried about it with that guy.
Wow. Love to hear that, Chris. As we look at the action tonight in Vegas, I think the highlight has to be Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks. You know, who else is on that Mavericks roster that's worth watching?
You know, for Dallas, I haven't looked at their roster because I have the Orlando Magic and Sacramento Kings as my first game, and then the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks. So
awesome.
I don't know about the rest of the Mavericks roster. And it's different for me because, like, I've seen Cooper Flagg play prior to college 50 times, right? And then I saw him in college. I'm like, I know what he's going to be. I know he's going to be good. I know he's going to make the right plays. So I'm kind of, like, intrigued by Bronny, though, man, because I've never been a big Bronny guy. Like, he's small. What position does he play? But in the Utah Summer League, or the California Classic, if you will, he looked amazing. Like, he played 11 minutes, had a highlight dunk, hit a three. I'm like, well, let's see if he's ready for an opportunity. I mean, he's not a point guard. Obviously, he's just, like, a guy on the court. But if you look at the Lakers, there might be a spot for him to try to make that roster and get some playing time next year.
Yeah, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. I'll be rooting for him. I'm not a Bronny hater, even though I am a LeBron hater from his time destroying my Washington Wizards. Chris Miles with us here on the Hadeem Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Talking all things NBA from NBA TV. So you mentioned you'll be on duty for some games. Can you kind of set the scene for us? What's it like? We've heard how exciting Vegas is with the Summer League. Kind of paint the picture for us.
Well, here's what it is. Typically, you know, you always hear about general managers and assistant general managers and deals being done. Like, I went to breakfast, and I'm sitting there, and obviously, you know, I'm sitting there with a former player in Steve Smith, Smitty, right?
Yeah.
And I look across, and I'm like, oh, that's the assistant GM for the Hawks. Who's he talking to? Right? You kind of, like, see them sitting there, and you kind of think, I wonder what they're up to over there. Like, that's kind of one of the cool parts if you know who you're looking for in Vegas, because, like, the owners and general managers are walking around talking to each other. And then it's really cool access to the players. Like, you got to understand, the hotel I'm in now, the Aria, that's where Britney Spears infamously grabbed Victor Wembanyama's butt 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that whole thing. Yeah, that's in the hotel we're staying in. So you got to – it's, like, so crazy because, you know, after Summer League, once these guys are in the NBA – like, you're not going to just walk around a Vegas hotel and see all the players, right? Yeah. But here at Summer League, that's kind of the deal. So it's the most accessible. Like, if you're a fan and you want to, like, be a guy that got drafted, like, I mean, for instance, I saw Cooper Flagg walking, you know, down the hall when I was at breakfast as well. And I'm like, in 2 years from now, he's not going to be able to just walk around like this because he's going to get mobbed, you know?
Yeah.
So it is really interesting in that way. Having all of these events to go to as well, with, like, all of the agents and the teams trying to promote these young guys, it's a really pretty cool atmosphere.
Chris, I got to tell you, some of the trades have gotten me excited. I mean, even going back to last year, Luka to the Lakers. So I'd love to take this time for you to maybe shoot out some rumors that you've heard that might happen in the next few days here, because the rumors are getting me excited. Maybe Giannis gets moved. LeBron's name has been thrown out there. Are the Heat going to make a move? What are some rumors, some moves that you've heard about possibly happening?
Man, I mean, I think the Giannis one is, we actually have Doc Rivers on as a guest later. So in our second game, it's Denver, Milwaukee, you know, repeat of, you know, two champions, right? Like, no. But we got Denver and Milwaukee, and Doc Rivers, I'm going to pay attention to his body language and see how he's talking about Giannis. But when we did Free Agent Fever 2 weeks ago, it just, it seemed clear that Giannis is a guy that, man, this is not a good situation for him anymore, and teams should be salivating and going to get him. I mean, he's kind of the guy that I'm waiting for that shoe to drop, and I'm surprised he's still with the Bucks. As like once Dame got waived and stretched, I was like, well, that's $22 million on their books the next 5 years, and a player they can't have on a court. Like, it's over, right? Like, you can't really win a championship with that dead cap space. So I do wonder what the future holds for Giannis and what that means for the East, you know? So that's really the guy. I know that's an obvious one, but, man, it just feels like it's going to happen.
Do you expect Golden State to make a move?
Well, it depends on what happens with Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, that's a situation where he and Josh Giddey are guys looking to get paid.
Yeah.
And the market is kind of, you know, dry like it is out here in Vegas, man. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't seem like the best for those two guys. The desert, as far as cap space with the second apron and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I think if Kuminga, who really doesn't fit once they went and traded for Jimmy Butler, by the way. I know Butler's way older. It just doesn't – they don't fit on the basketball court together. So, like, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, and Kuminga, it just doesn't work. So I keep waiting for something to happen there and to see what the Warriors are going to be. But I'm hearing, like, oh, they're going to get Al Horford. I'm like, oh, big whoop.
Yeah.
You know? Right. But I'm waiting for the Kuminga thing to happen. Like a signing trade, or, like, if a team doesn't – you know, offer him a contract, like who would trade for him, how would they get it done? That's the one, because I feel like before the Heat traded for Norman Powell, I thought that would be a good destination for, oh, that's the guy, Andrew Wiggins. I keep hearing he's on the move. Andrew Wiggins. Now, I don't know if you care about that one, but I've heard he's on the move.
I love that. Hey, Chris, let me ask you this, because I feel like there was a lot of people hating on the Knicks move. I defended Mike Brown. Heck, if you can win games with Ilgauskas, I defend you. And I think he kind of got the wrong end of the stick there in Sacramento. What do you think about Mike Brown in the Knicks? And with an East that's wide open.
Well, the interesting thing about that, to your question, is the last time that he had a head coaching job, which was 2 years ago, he was the NBA Coach of the Year. He had one of the best offenses in NBA history. Right?
Yeah.
They move on from him, and they are beneath 500, the Sacramento Kings. They were 40-42. With him in those two seasons, they were, you know, third in the West, and then I think it was sixth in the West, but, like, had lost one or two more games. Or I think they had an identical record and dropped, like, you know, from third to sixth, because the West is just incredible. But this is a guy that figured out how to make it work with both De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. Like, he had that thing going. So I'm interested to see what the Knicks could be offensively with Mike Brown. And I think you just, you know, you kind of give up on defense. Like, that's just move on from that.
Who else have we not talked about in terms of guys you're excited to see make their debut in Vegas for Summer League?
Well, the guy that, I mean, we saw some of the guys in the California Classic and in Utah. But, man, Dylan Harper has to be high up there. So Monday I have the Dylan Harper Ace Bailey game. It's the Utah Jazz versus the San Antonio Spurs. I'm excited to see Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper potentially play against each other and to have the ability to call that game. But, you know, getting to see VJ Edgecombe and Dylan Harper play against each other potentially, and Ace Bailey, like all those guys on the floor, I think Vegas is a little different than the other summer league because there's so much energy in that gym, and it's going to be amazing to see these guys really getting their first opportunities as pros.
Chris, always appreciate you taking the time to join us, man. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Wiz, the Caps, the Flying Squirrels, VCU Basketball, the Commanders, Virginia Tech Football, UVA Athletics, and more. And joining us right now on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is ex-coach Chris Nockey, color analyst for Maryland Hoops, to talk a little NBA with us. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Adam. How you been?
I'm doing good, and my producer just let me know. We've had nothing but Chris's on the show today. We had Chris Russell from the Team 980. We had Chris Miles from NBA TV. We saved the best Chris for last, though. What's going on? How are you?
Everything's good, man. It's the middle of summer. You can't beat it.
So I got to be honest with you. I've been a bit of a degen. I have placed a $100 bet on the Wizards to win the summer league.
You're the guy who placed that bet.
Yeah, that's right.
Phenomenal. That's phenomenal. I love it. Well, your glass is half full. I'll give you that. You know, I think it's summer league. Anything can happen. You know, the great part about summer league, I kind of chuckle at this. You know, if you get a guy who goes there and just studs up in his first game, you're likely not even going to see him the rest of the time. You know, they just probably, anyway, we've seen enough. I'm going to pull him out of there. So, it's a cool thing. I really enjoy the summer league, and there's some games this afternoon and more tomorrow. And I'm just that guy. I'll watch pieces of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking in this room here, as we're all college basketball fans here, that it's like meant for college basketball fans. It's like an extra little tournament that you get. I mean, I'm super excited to see Max Scholga in a Celtics uniform, right? And Jameer Watkins. So it's for college basketball fans almost.
You know, I found out yesterday Max is wearing number 29, and he was grousing a little bit. Grousing's not the right word, but he was kind of amazed at the fact, you know, the Celtics have so many retired numbers.
Right.
That he just didn't have many choices. 29 is an odd number as it is. But he just didn't have a whole lot on the plate to choose from. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see him play as well. You know, I thought as a college player, as good as he was, he would coast from time to time, and the NBA doesn't let you do that. And, you know, he's also got a little bit of a target on his back just being a draft pick. You know, that's a big-time honor to be picked by one of these teams.
Absolutely. It's Coach Chris Nockey with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So I think the reason I'm most excited for the Wizards Summer League roster is this new front office is doing what the Thunder did. We don't care that you had a good rookie year. Go back to Summer League and improve. Bub Carrington sending back Keyshawn George, and maybe more importantly, Alex Saar, who did not have a good Summer League last year.
And he might be one of those guys that I was talking about earlier. If he, you know, if he gets you 25-12 in that first game, you might not see him after that. But yeah, I love it. And more just along the same lines as the Thunder, it's not just that you've got to prove yourself year in, year out. You know, they're going for quality depth and length. You know, if you look at the physical makeup of the guys who are now in that, you know, in the lineup, and obviously you get three or four older guys in McCollum and Middleton and, you know, and guys like that, Smart, but you've got serious length and athleticism among the rest of the group there, and I think that if you learn nothing else from the way the playoffs were played, you got to have guys, not just five guys. You got to have 10 guys. I mean, I think Denver had the best starting five in the NBA, but they didn't win because they had to, you know, you got to play your bench minutes. And OKC, Indiana, they had the guys. So you got to develop them all. I love the fact that all those guys are playing.
When you look at Trey Johnson for this Washington Wizards team here, is there a player that you could compare him to that you think that he could maybe develop into? I saw online people were saying like a young Ray Allen.
Well,
and that's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, I would take that in a heartbeat. And if he's got that kind of trigger, that would be great. I'm not a huge fan of the whole label thing. I'd like him to develop at his pace, and but he's also got to be able to participate and play right away. You know, there is no time to groom him at all. You know, to develop him in the classic sense. he's got to be ready to go. If he develops to three quarters of the way Ray Allen was as a Hall of Famer and a great champion, I'd take it in a nanosecond.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that everybody gets, you know, a comparison. It's like, this guy's, you know, Ace Bailey's Kevin Durant, right? Trey Johnson's Ray Allen.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Yeah. It's a good talking point. But I'm excited for Trey Johnson. What do you think about Will Riley?
You know, I'm not sure if we had this conversation. So I saw Will a few times in the Big Ten. He did not have his finest moments against Maryland when I saw him at all. I just think he's, his best days are way ahead of him. And Adam, I think he's a ways away. And I don't know that he's going to help you like you would want the 18th pick to help you. I root for him, obviously. I just don't, physically, he's going to have a problem. It's going to be a challenge for him.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I mean, he was a tough shot maker, but I don't know how that's going to translate. How about last year's, you know, later pick, Keyshawn George?
Well, he developed, man. That was a find. I don't think there's any question about it. And I was thinking this year that if they were going to trade guys, any of the young collateral that they have, and I do think that the league recognizes that they do have some young talent, you know, some viable young talent. I thought George might be one of those guys that they would deal. I'm glad they didn't. I enjoyed watching him play when he did play, and I'm excited. You know, they've had the benefit this year of a banged up Eastern Conference, right? So if you're going to make any noise, you want to get off to a great start this year, and you want to, you know, obviously staying healthy is a big part of it, but this is the year to do it. And it's not that hard to leapfrog teams when you get star players on other clubs that are going down for the season. So, yeah, why not them?
Coach, I got to turn things over to College Hoops here. And yesterday we were discussing what I think is inevitable, expanding the NCAA tournament. What is your spit take on that? I mean, you're a mid-major guy.
Yeah, and I'm old enough, Adam, to have been around when they expanded it, you know, 32 to 64, and, you know, I was even around when it was 16, and there were always hand-wringers when it happened. The only downside that I can see is the pool might not fit on one page, you know, and that's about it. But, you know, people, I think, as I said, people will wring their hands about it, and then when they see it, I think that they'll appreciate it. Now, keep in mind too, there are 360-plus Division I teams, right? So right now, there are 68 teams taken. So you're taking the top 1/6. That is so different from like the NHL and NBA, where more than half the teams are making the playoffs. You could still add 30 teams and still only be taking the top 25% of Division I schools. So I don't expect. I've heard 128 thrown out. I don't think there's any chance of that. I think it would be more like a 96 number, something like that. And I would have absolutely no problem with it. But sometimes I feel like I'm tilting against windmills. I think the most of the consensus from the average fan is don't do it. But
right.
I'm for it.
Yeah, but I also think the average fan, like the average American, could use some higher education, because 68 is not a good number. It's not. I mean, it's 64 plus 4. 64 was the good number. I got to pitch you my idea while I have you, and I got to let everybody know, this is not an AWOT original. This was taken from my favorite coach of all time, Jim Larrañaga, who sat down with me at ACC kickoff when he was at tip-off at Miami, and he said, 96 is the number. And here's what you do. 31 teams automatically qualify. One other team that's top ranked is in. And that's the 32-team field that's set in a 64-team bracket. And the team they're playing against is blank. And then on top of that, you have a play-in of 64 teams. The 64 best teams that didn't win their conference tournament. And by the end of Wednesday night, you would have a 64-team bracket, because the 64 teams played against each other would advance into the real 64-team bracket. Is that, am I painting that for you correctly, you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And it doesn't require any greater math than that, and also it doesn't require any more time than that.
Yeah.
You still essentially play the tournament in a very similar sort of a time frame. Really, there are very few downsides to it, and I think that I think that the time has come probably to do it. I think the coaches would be unanimous about doing. Obviously, those guys want to. Everybody wants a piece of the NCAA tournament pie.
Yeah.
So I get that, but yeah, Larrañaga spot on with that, and I think that is the most viable way to look at it. I've heard that before, and I've always thought that was the one that made the most sense.
Yeah, and then the follow-up to that is, and I don't know how you feel this way, and I'd love to get your opinion as the guy that's been in this sport as a coach and as an assistant. Your daughter's in it right now at UVA. Do you think this would lead to more coaching longevity? Coaches sticking at a university and not doing this leapfrog of one step to another? Because if you expand the field and you get in the tournament, I feel like job security would be safer.
You know, you would think that would be the case. We're in such uncharted waters right now in terms of the way the profession works. I don't know that you'll, we may be seeing the last of the, the Bill Self type coaches, the guys who were at it for 35 years. Between the amount of money that these guys are making and also the fact that you have to recalibrate every single year, there are no 3-year plans or 4-year plans. It's all, what are you going to do next year? What are you going to, the pressure is intense and enormous on these guys. And I just, so you would think that what you're saying is absolutely correct, that it would lead to more longevity. I just think that the nature of where we are in that sport is one of those things that works directly against that thought process, and the guys are more likely to burn out earlier than ever.
I got to ask you this before I let you go. What do you think about Phil Martelli Jr., head coach at VCU?
I hope he's ready. It's a big-time job. It's a great opportunity for him. Obviously, great bloodlines, and I wish him absolutely the best. You know, it is incredible the run of head coaches the VCU has been able to enjoy, and he's a part of that lineage now. And you got to live up to it. You know, it's the expectations are high, but that's the great part about that job. People expect to be good, and you'd rather have that than the converse of that. So. Good luck to him. I'll be rooting for him. I know his dad well, and I love the family. So I hope it works out for him.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. I always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I'd like to close out the show with a little game. Stub, do you have any game music in the system?
Like,
do you have
game anything? Show music?
Yeah, something you can come up with here. Oh, this is funky. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Adam Epstein. It's time for Fantasy football.
Oh, God.
Stud or dud? I've got the list of the top 10 fantasy football players from 2024 in PPR leagues. I want to see if you guys can guess the top 10. You throw out a name. If they're in the top 10, I'll give you a yes. If they're not, you're
okay.
One strike. Whoa, three strikes and you're out.
Oh, no.
All right.
So it's top 10.
No cheating. I see him looking at my list over here.
Top 10 in PPR scoring.
That's a cheater stuff. All right.
Top 10 in PPR scoring only last season.
Yes.
Okay. And are we going to like take turns?
Yep.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
Stubby, you go first. You were the Odyssey champion.
Oh, thank you. Anyways, give me Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase was number two on the list.
No. Dang it.
Jamar Chase hit the triple crown, leading the NFL in yards, catches, and touchdowns for a total of 403 points in PPR leagues. Jamar Chase at number two.
All right.
All right, you got to stay alive.
Now it's already Saquon Barkley. I feel like it's safe, right?
Saquon Barkley is number eight. Saquon.
Oh, wow,
you'd think he'd be ranked higher after that monster season.
Oh, no.
But 355 points. I think he was held back because Hurts got so many touchdowns.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, ooh. We go back to Biff. I mean, we go back to Stubb.
Okay, like, those are like the two I was certain of.
Okay.
And now I'm immediately a little bit worried.
I'll give you a hint here.
Okay.
There is a quarterback that's a surprise on the top 10.
Okay. I was between two potential quarterbacks. I was thinking maybe Jalen Hurts.
And what are you going to say?
I'm going to lock in Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is number 7.
North.
No!
Jaden Daniels is on the list.
Let's go.
Future looks bright in Washington. Fantasy owners knew that he threw, he ran, he scored 355.8 points. Just ahead of Saquon Barkley. Back to you, Biff.
All right, we're going
to
go with...
Dang it, that was mine!
We're going to go Jay Jettis, Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is not...
Dang it!
Oh,
in
the
top 10.
He didn't have the touchdowns. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Justin Jefferson is Biff's first strike. It goes back to Stubb.
I don't know if he played every game. Okay. Top two in receiving touchdowns last season. Had a lot of yards. Did Terry break the top 10?
Terry McLaurin's not in the top 10.
Yes.
We are striking out left and right. My goodness, it's their first year playing fantasy. Back to Biff.
All right,
one strike each.
Listen, all right, I gotta go with.
This
is tough. I'm gonna go. If Jaden Daniels is 7, I gotta go. Lamar Jackson's gotta be there.
Lamar Jackson's number one.
Boom. Lamar Jackson's number one.
Number one. Numero uno. Oh. Lamar Jackson. He had 4,000 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 915 yards, over 400 fantasy points, putting him at number one. So you have revealed that number one is Lamar, number two is Jamar Chase, number 7 is Jaden Daniels, number 8, Saquon Barkley. All right?
Okay.
So back to Stubb here.
I guess that I will take last year's MVP, Josh Allen.
Hey, that was
Josh Allen's number 3.
Okay, yeah, that was
Josh
great.
Allen.
Yeah,
that was, yeah. Number 3. Yeah. Keep it easy. I mean, come on now.
I didn't
was
think
MVP
quarterback
for a reason.
Scored as much. That's why I wasn't going that
his
route.
Passing totals dropped, but his rushing scores.
Right,
12
yeah.
touchdowns, 28 through the year, 379 fantasy points, number 3. All right, back to you, Biff.
This is tough. This is tough now. So now we're
here's
now
what's
we're...
open. 4, 5, 6, 9, 10.
All right, so this is my thought process here. Oh man! All right,
you should think when he's picking.
I know. Yeah, I have one in the chamber.
Yeah, you got to keep it rolling here.
I know. Do we keep going quarterbacks here?
I don't know.
Well, I have
you got one.
One
strike already.
I know. I have one. I have one in mind, and for some reason, it's been in my head. But
spit it out.
I'm gonna go. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, running back for the Detroit Lions. He split carries.
He did.
Still had 2,000 all-purpose yards, 16 touchdowns, 362. He was ranked 6th.
Yep,
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And at number 6, you stay alive.
All right. I had a running back ready to go. Got a lot of touchdowns early in the season. I don't know if he got a lot of catches. I am going to go with Kyren Williams.
Kyren
that's a good
Williams.
It's a good pick, man.
Thank you.
Not in the top 10.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
Two strikes on the beard.
All right.
Two strikes. Two strikes.
I'm just far from the top 10.
I'm gonna go. Your boy.
What's on your laptop there?
I have list.
What is it? What is he looking at? Shut that laptop down.
I don't have any names in front
of me. Shut it down.
Oh my goodness.
What you got? What you got?
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson.
No shot.
1,500 rushing yards, 61 catches, 14 touchdowns, number 9, 341 fantasy yards. Number 9, Bijan Robinson.
I have one more.
All right, so you have two strikes here. You have two strikes. Biff's throwing fastballs.
I know.
This is it. Game's on the line. You have 4, 5, and 10.
4, 5, and 10. Oh, this is brutal. Okay, you know what? I felt it earlier. I'm gonna take Jalen Hurts. Oh.
Jalen Hurts got into the end zone plenty of times.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Won a lot of games. Won it, made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
He's being positive.
But he's not on the...
He's being
fantasy
positive.
Football this, points.
He's getting ready for the twist.
Do not count in the postseason.
No, they don't.
Jalen Hurts is not in the top 10. Christopher Carlson stood. You're out of here! All right, you have to nail this to get the win.
Put a wager on this.
Ready? Oh, man. Josh Jacobs.
No.
Dang it.
No.
No.
Josh Jacobs certainly.
All right, and
Kyren
so
Williams.
Now it is a tie. Unless hit this one right here, that is your second strike.
Oh, right. Oh,
it does not go back to the stub. It's you for the
just
win.
Me. Just me. Just
or we
me.
Go to overtime.
Oh, man. All right, so let's see. Who is a stud?
Put 10 seconds on the clock,
no,
stub.
No.
Okay, I got 10.
No, this is not good, guys. This is not what I'm... We're going to go... This is pressure.
Dude, he's folding under
Chuba
pressure.
Hubbard.
Chuba
no,
Hubbard.
It's not Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard?
I don't know why.
Wait, I actually
Chuba Hubbard.
Wait,
Chuba Hubbard's a good running back, maybe a top 15 running back. Chuba Hubbard's had a good season.
I know who I want.
Griffin, right. Biff.
I know who it is.
You're out of here!
Okay, overtime.
All right, back to stump for overtime. Right. Rapid fire. I need an answer in 3 seconds or less.
Mike Evans,
no.
Joe Burrow,
number 4.
Boom! Oh, really?
Joe Burrow, and he gets the win.
Really?
Come on.
All right, hey, there are two players
Joe Burrow
left.
Was number 4?
If you can name both of them, I'll give it a tie. No, you cannot get any wrong. Two players, unnamed. Quarterback, running back.
Quarterback, running back.
Go.
Okay. Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
And then the quarterback.
The quarterback that I didn't see
being
on this list.
Okay. Shoot. It. I don't think. Is it Jared Goff?
He's a savant.
Is it Jared Goff?
It's Baker Mayfield!
Thank you!
It's Baker Mayfield!
Baker Mayfield.
Biff wins!
Dang, dang, dang.
Biff wins.
Okay,
what a
that
game.
Was a, we, that
what
was a good
game.
Game
that
actually.
Was fun.
That worked out pretty well.
That was fun.
That was exciting.
That was good.
I got to do my umpire calls too. That was fun.
That was
good.
Wait, is that one receiver?
I mean,
oh, that's what threw us
who
off.
Is the receiver on here?
No,
I don't think. Oh, Jamar Chase. Yeah, that was it.
Opening.
That was it.
Crazy to me.
That was it.
I didn't know quarterbacks were that many points.
I mean, dude, Baker had 4,500.
No, I know he had MVP.
I was telling you, Alvin Kamara.
I slept on that until we played him in the postseason, and I was worried.
That's how it's. So it's 5 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, and a receiver.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know if like,
that was Saquon, Bijan, Derrick Henry, Jameer Gibbs. Are you running
about Derrick Henry a lot quicker?
Kyren Williams must have been number 5 then
but,
on the running
back. I might draft Jaden Daniels with a top 5 selection.
That's you, choice would, I made.
Like, so he was number 7. I think this year he's above Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think this year, I don't know if I could put him above Burrow, though. I think Burrow's going to have a bounce back year. I mean, he was already number 4.
The numbers are crazy.
I don't think I could put him above Josh. I'll put him above Jamar Chase. Because I do think with a quarterback, he'll have more opportunities.
Joe Burrow's going to have the numbers because the defense are going to give a touchdown up every play.
Yeah.
He's going to have so many chances.
Do you think you would have beat us if you were playing that game? You think you would have beat us?
Probably not. I mean, I would never have gotten Baker Mayfield, and I don't think I would have gotten Jahmyr Gibbs because of the split carries.
Well, that's what I was worried about.
I was surprised that you guys took... I mean, it was like your 5th pick before you said Lamar Jackson. That was
it's
insane
to me. I thought it was going to be receivers and running backs. I didn't think
that's what I thought,
were...
too. I had Lamar and I had Josh. That's what I had. I just did everybody on my fantasy team. That's why I put Josh Jacobs.
My number one receiver on the winning team was Khalil Shakur, so yeah, I didn't have
crazy.
A lot of options there.
That's just because Jaden was
a
monster.
Yeah, got so many points.
So, I think you try to draft Jaden, and then I'd be interested in Deebo Samuel. He's not going to be a top 15, 20, 30, but like he could be a solid wide receiver in fantasy this year if he's able to get to 900 yards and a few touchdowns, because he might get the carries again, right? That could be huge. But outside of those two, Terry, do you think Terry's a fantasy guy? I don't think so.
Nah, that's not a third round pick.
Because he wasn't top 10 and he had 13 touchdowns.
I know. So
he doesn't get the yards, I think.
Yeah.
He gets the yards.
Yeah. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. For Stubb and Biff, you've been listening to AWOD. It's Grant and Danny coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.